south. Okay? So the beginning of chapter of 11, for the most of that chapter, is talking about what happened historically. There was an actual king in the north, Assyria, a king in the south in Egypt. They fought wars constantly. They kept going through the land of Israel back and forth. They married each other's daughters off, and there was all kinds of intrigues and plots and all kinds of stuff. But at a certain point in chapter 11, the king of the north becomes Antichrist. He says here in Daniel 11:35, "And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them, to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done." This is all talk about now the little horn. And you go back here and you find out this is the king of the north. He's talking about the king of the north. Some point here between Daniel 11:30, the king of the north becomes the Antichrist. And he starts doing all the things that the Antichrist, you know, the Antichrist is doing. The king of the north, at some point in Daniel 11, he starts doing things instead of the Antichrist in other places. So that's why I believe the Antichrist is going to come out of the country, of the territory that was Syria. If you've ever studied geography of the Middle East, okay, you're going to see that when God had his dream, and we're talking about all these world empires, there's certain world empires that Scripture speaks about. The first world empire, from Daniel, the first world empire wasn't Babylon. The first one was Egypt and Assyria. Egypt and Assyria are the first two world empires. But from Daniel's time, the world first world empire from Daniel's time was Babylon. Okay, so now at Babylon, the city of Babylon was the capital of the world of that world empire. Okay. Then Greece comes and it overcomes Babylon, overthrows Babylon, and the seat of power moves east. If you go get a map and look at these kingdoms where they're at, the seat of power keeps moving east. It goes from Babylon east to Greece. Then the seat of power moves, I'm sorry, west. It goes west. It keeps going west. I said east. It starts at Babylon and keeps going west. When the Roman Empire came and overthrew that world empire, it went west again. When the British Empire took over, the seat of power moved west again. And then once America rose up, the seat of power moved west again, across the ocean to America. Okay, so the seat of power has been constantly moving west since the days of Babylon. And I believe what's going to happen is it's going to start moving back east. It's going to start moving back east, and what people are looking for is the European Union. They think the seat of power is going to move back across the ocean to Europe, and it's going to settle there. I don't think that. I believe once that seat of power starts to move, which will necessitate the destruction of the United States, or the United States no longer is a world power, becomes subsumed within the North American Union or something. You know, something drastic has to happen in the United States. But if that's true, and if it does, the seat of power will move back to Europe. But I don't think it's going to stop there. I think it's going to end up back in the Middle East. That's what I think. Okay, that's my view. Okay, so having said all that, I'll tell you who this guy was who I was quoting from. Alan Barber. That's who it was. But anybody have anything to say about that? Thank you. You're welcome. That was not my intention to do that tonight. I had a completely different line of thought going. Completely. It was very innocent. My mom just asked me to download some stuff so we could... I wasn't doing it for spite. I wasn't doing it to try and find anything wrong. And she wanted to know what he was all about. And I downloaded some stuff, and boom, that came out. Now, he has a lot of other good stuff on there that's true. And it's good. So I'm not saying he's a false prophet. I'm not saying he's not saved or anything like that. I'm saying this area, he's dead wrong. And he got that way because he's constantly, constantly, constantly living in the realm of conspiracy. And whenever you get in that realm, it always ends up as the Jews. I said this the other week. It always ends up the Jews are the ones that's doing it all. And I'm telling you, it's very hard to live in that realm constantly and not end up with an anti-Semitic attitude. Or at least an attitude that's not what the Scripture said, which is love the Jews. And have mercy on the Jews. We're not saying you confirm them in their sin. Tell them they have a separate covenant. No, never preach the gospel to them. Don't tell them the truth. We're not saying that. And have a compassion for them. And I tell you, I've never seen a heart of compassion or mercy in any conspiracy theorist. And I say to those people, if that's going to be the end of what you're into, drop it. Because you're going to find out that God's very displeased with people who hate the Jews. I don't care if they're evil or not. Yes, Tex Mars. Tex Mars became very anti-Semitic over the last 10 years. I don't know what happened to him. He didn't start out like that. He was not like that at the beginning. 25 years ago, he was not like that. He said good things about the Jews. Okay? But, I don't know, 8, 10 years ago, that guy went totally, totally off the wacky end, man. Everything's a Jew. He hates him. Yeah, he was very good years ago. He had a lot of good God information, a lot of good things. David Meyer speaks of conspiracies. That's true. I don't know. He. I don't think he's anti. I don't know if he's anti-Semitic or not. I haven't checked him out. He's probably one of the few exceptions, though. Okay, he's an exception. What I'm saying is, most people aren't strong enough to live in that realm day in and day out and not end up bitter to Jews. That's what I'm saying. If you can come up with an exception, that's great. God bless David Myers if he lives in that realm and is not anti-Jewish. God bless him. You know, but he's one of the very few. I never really read David Myers' stuff or listened to his stuff. That's why I say I never ran to anybody who was in the conspiracy who wasn't anti-Semitic. So I have to read his stuff and look at it. You know, so that's a caveat there. I'm not saying every person is, but generally most of them end up that way, just like Tex Mars did. And it's not God. The one scripture I read, your liver is going to come out of Zion. You know what that is? Zion's us. It's not talking about Jesus coming back, the second coming. Deliverance is going to come from Zion, a people. And so it's putting a love in their heart for the Jewish people, putting a drawing in our hearts towards Jerusalem, because we're going to be ruling from Jerusalem in the millennium. It's not going to be a Jewish thing. It's going to be a new man thing, although there are going to be Jews involved. The Jews, the remnant of the Jews who are brought back in the olive tree through the suffering and the purging are going to be over there too. So it's going to be a Jewish thing as far as that goes. But it's not going to be a Jewish thing. The body of Christ is going to be ruling on this earth from Jerusalem and in every country. Okay? And Zion, the Zion company, somehow is going to be in bringing and opening the eyes of the Jewish people. You're never going to have that kind of attitude. You're never going to be in that kind of frame of mind that somehow we are going to be used by God to help the Jewish people. That's never going to be in your mind or part of your heart attitude for 99% of the people, okay? If you're just feeding on this stuff, that everything's the Jews. Okay? I'm going to tell you, there's plenty of Gentiles involved in this conspiracy. And those Jews that are involved in it, Kabbalists or whatever they are no more loyal to the Jewish race or the state of Israel than flying the moon. Neither are the Gentiles loyal to us. They're part of the United States. They're in that. They're internationalists. They don't care about sovereignty of the nations. They want the sovereignty of the nations to dissolve. They're evil. They love Satan. They're in a religion, a satanic religion. Sissy says that's what happened in Nazi Germany. The Jews were blamed for everything. That's right. And there are bad Jews. There are real bad Jews out there. But you can't take the fact there's bad Jews involved in this conspiracy and allow that to harden your heart towards the Jewish race in general. That's what I'm talking about. You want to hate the bad Jews? Fine. Hate the bad Gentiles just as much? Good. Okay, that's fine. But don't let the fact that there's Jews involved in this harden your heart towards the Jewish race. Because when you stand before God, you're going to be in trouble. I guarantee you. God still loves those people. He's still working with them. They're not saved. They're on their way to hell. But they're still, he's working with that people. He's working with that nation. And woe unto the man who walks around and spews out anti-Semitism and turns the hearts of God's people against that state and shuts them off from what God's doing. I mean, God's doing a lot of things in a lot of different areas. But one of the things he's doing is putting a love in his people's heart for the Jewish people. Tell them they can have a separate salvation, but there's a love there and a mercy there. Okay, now you can love people from a distance. This is another thing I wanted to say. I forgot. When we talk about loving people, I can love people from a distance without getting involved with them. I can love somebody without having mercy on them. I can say I love all you people in this room, and I do. I love you. I'm not being facetious, I'm not lying. I love you. But I don't know you, and I'm not around you, and I can live the rest of my life without having anything to do with you, even though I love you. But see, you can't have mercy on somebody without being involved with them. And when Paul says, have mercy on the Jews, that's something you can't do unless you're involved with them or you have a concern about them. And you're willing to get engaged with them in some way as God leads. Now, we're not telling people to go to Hasidic synagogues or go to... I'm just saying. It's a hard attitude I'm talking about. A hard attitude. And that brother don't have it. And I tell you, he don't have it because he's lived his whole life in conspiracy theories. So, that wasn't what I originally had planned for tonight, but that's just the way it happened. So, now, anybody else have anything? Did I blow anybody's mind or offend anybody? Okay. Because I'm not looking to start trouble with Steve. You know, I know Steve and this guy's going to have a convention together, and I don't want to get interfered, starting trouble. I think you should be aware of what this guy believes as far as the Jews goes. Okay. What is his website? Hang on a second. I'll give it to you here. It is, there you go, biblicalworldviewministries.org. And what I was reading from was his latest newsletter, January 21st. Texas says, is Tex Mars teaching anti-Semitism? Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't see that question, Tex. Yes, he absolutely is. He's a virulent anti-Semite right now. And he wasn't like that in the beginning, because we used to get his papers way, way back in the late 70s. So, should we try another song? Would you like to learn another song? Okay. How about we'll do one? I'll do this one here called Who Shall Abide? To the End. Okay, I'll play that then. You like that one, huh? I thought that's a wonderful song, too. Your husband loves it. Good. I like it, too. Let me get a drink here, because I can't sing very well. I don't have any power in my voice tonight for some reason. Who shall abide in the day of his coming? Who shall stand before his throne? Who will be true and uphold his mighty name? Only those who have become bone of his bone of the Lord surely come as a burning, separating those who are willing to take his rod. Through chastening, the Lord reveals to those whose hearts are yearning that mighty is the man who knoweth his God. So who shall abide in the day of his coming? Who shall stand before his throne? Who shall be true and uphold his mighty name? Who have become bone of his bone? The judgments of the Lord surely come as a burning, separating those to take his rod. Chastening, the Lord reveals to those whose hearts are yearning that mighty is the man who knoweth his God. So who shall abide in the day of his coming? Who shall stand before his throne? Who will be true and uphold his mighty name? Only those who have become bone of his bone. Happy combo of his bone. Amen. Let's see. If you want me to find that All the Way to the Cross. Okay. Is that what you're saying? That song, All the Way to the Cross, Texas? Is that what you wanted? I'll play, you guys, I'll play this one to the end. Give me a second here to set my system up. It takes about 25 seconds to change over, okay? And I'll try and find All the Way to the Cross, too, while we're at it.
All over the world, no matter where you go, we find that the Lord is the same. His Spirit is the same. His keeping power is the same. So we can overcome no matter where we go. You believe that? All you need to do is have the mind and the will to hold out to the end. And if you have that mind and that will to hold out to the end, God is going to furnish everything else you need. Sounds cheap, but it's true. Very simple to follow. Goes like this. To the end. I have a mind to
Okay, you're welcome. So anybody else have anything they want to share or bring up? Any praise reports you want to give? Your songs are really a blessing to us. Thank you. I don't have a good voice, very good voice, and it's even worse tonight. I got no power in it. It's scratchy. It's preterism. Preterism. Right now? Yeah, preterism basically is the notion that everything's already happened. In 70 AD, basically, you know, and all of Revelation, everything you see in Revelation has already happened. And I don't know a whole lot about it, except I know that's the main thing, that they push everything, is nothing future. Everything's already been accomplished in 70 AD. You know, you talk about the Antichrist in Revelation, it's already 70 AD. They think it was Nero. They just destroy the whole book of Revelation. You know, sees in Daniel, which are connected to those. To the book of Revelation, because they all say it's already happened, and either it happened in Epiphanes Day, which is before 70 AD, or it happened in 70 AD, the destruction of the temple. I think it's preterism to say the devil's already bound too, isn't it? Because of the way they interpret Revelation, they think the devil's already bound, which is insane. If you think the devil's already bound, you need your head examined. But anyway, they do. They think somehow he's already been bound spiritually in some way. So it works out with all kinds of crazy doctrine. And don't ask me how they do the millennium. I guess they just think the millennium is now, that since the devil's been bound, we're in the age that's going to keep getting better and better. And a lot of people get into it now. I think the Bible Answer Man is a preterist, isn't he? There's a couple of major names right now that have become preterists. Rebecca says, well, I didn't know there was so many weird teaching out there. Yeah, there is. I mean, there's just a slew of them. You know what I think? You know, in Revelation, I can't prove this. It's just my opinion, okay? Use water out of his mouth to try and take the woman away, you know, when she's fleeing from him. And he spews water out of his mouth to try and, you know, have her carried away. I think that's what's happening right now. I mean, that flood is all these crazy, crazy doctrines and ideas that's just being flooded out. And you know who's drinking them up? The earth. the earth stands for carnal Christians, the religious system that's not really have a relation with God, like a lot of Lutherans are not even saved. So the earth, the religious earth, the religious people who are not part of that woman, they're just sucking up all, they're just drinking up all this stuff that's coming out of the serpent's mouth. Just a flood, an avalanche of false doctrines, of crazy ideas, of wacko experiences and all that stuff. So that may not be true, but that's the way I look at it. When I see that, the flood comes out of the dragon's mouth, that's all I can see. I don't know if that's the Lord or not, but that's all I can see. Grace says, wonderful job, Dan. Could not master the mic. You mean you wanted to talk? That's okay. Just keep trying, Grace. Takes a little bit of getting used to. Here, so don't feel bad, Grace. You're not doing what's not talking. I think everybody's kind of afraid of the mic. I am. It's intimidating. I was scared to death the first couple of times I got behind this mic and tried it. So I know exactly what everybody's going through. Okay. See. Anybody else have anything? Well, I'm glad y'all came. At the very beginning, it was only Kim and Grace, and Rebecca's going to talk. I don't know. I saw her hand go up there for a second. Was that a mistake? Okay, go ahead.
Well, since nobody else talks, I guess you're stuck with me. We were thinking, my husband and I were talking this week, and about all the flood of stuff like you were talking about with all the different beliefs and the deception that's out there. And then also out in the world you see such, violence, crime. People around our area here, we've had several murders. Horrible things, weird things that have gone on. And when they find really like normal everyday people, they had normal jobs, it's like, we're coming into a time where out in the world, those of the church are so susceptible to almost like demonic activity that they come in and do things with them and make them do stuff, and then it goes. It's like a flood of, we're seeing that out in the world. We're seeing in the teachings and the crazy stuff in the church. And I believe what my husband said, it was about in 2 Thessalonians 2, where it talks about he that restraineth it, or that which restraineth once it's taken away. And I believe that's what's happening now. It is just really being taken away, and more of it's just been the restraints on Satan and the Antichrist spirit is just out there. Praise God that he's purifying his people at the same time. He's working with us, so it's not all bad. But out in the other, it's just amazing what we're seeing. It's like a page was turned this year. And of course, we believe in God's calendar that changed in September. That just things are just really a page has turned, and things have just really heated up and changed a lot. As far as timing or prophecy or anything like that, I'm not saying anything like that right now. It's just things have just really heated up a lot. Anyhow.
Amen. Thanks for sharing. That's exactly right. It is. It's heating up. I'm working my newsletter. My newsletter's going to be done. I'm not going to have a January newsletter. It's going to be February, and I'm going to have that done this weekend. I'll have it printed up Monday, but I'll probably put it on a website. I'm talking what Paul said about the mystery iniquity and what's just restraining it. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of people. I may have said this before, but the gospel's being preached all over this planet is a false gospel. It's a gospel of rebellion and lawlessness. Because what it tells people is, once you're saved, you don't have to do anything or obey anything to remain saved. And so when you come to the last days, the Bible tells you, when people walk in rebellion in the last days, they're going to be overtaken by Antichrist. That's one of the things I bring out in my newsletter. It's a very dangerous time to be walking in rebellion, to be walking in these kind of things, these kind of errors, because 35, 50 years ago, it might have not have been as bad, but now it's taking you into a whole new level of deception and the power of the Antichrist. And you open up your life to it. So it's bad news. But for us who are pressing in the Lord with all our hearts, we trust that he's going to keep on working with us until he brings us through to the end. I'm looking forward to that day. It's getting pretty bad out here. It's like hell's twilight. I feel like I'm living on another planet. Harold says, I'm finding how important right doctrine is to understand the scriptures. If we're not listening to Jesus on a daily basis, we, the very elect, can be deceived. Since your visit, Dan, I am reading and understanding the scriptures in a totally new light. Oh, praise the Lord. The scripture says, if the light we have received is darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen. So we need to continue in the light as he is in the light. Thank you, Harold. I appreciate that. Amen. God bless you. I'm glad that's happening. You know, the word God's given me is pretty rough because it's a warning. It's a word of warning. People need to be warned. Nobody's warning people. They're just out there saying, well, you know, trust God. Relax, relax. There was a guy last night in Steve's room who was typing in some stuff, and he said, God's ways are about not our ways, and he knows what he's doing and we don't, so just relax. Just relax. That guy going to make it, I can tell you. That guy is not going to make it. And that's the attitude out there with so many people. You know, and you got to get through to them. You can't relax. It's a struggle. It's a war. It's a battle. And you don't fight, you're going to be taken out. It's just that simple. People don't like to hear that. They think you're negative. They think you're going to have faith in God. Giving too much glory to the devil. Blah, blah, blah. On it goes, but that's all right. I got to do what I got to do. I got to do what the Lord tells me. So, again, I'm glad y'all came. And unless anybody has anything else, I guess we'll shut her down. Anybody have anything? Okay. Well, we'll see y'all next week. God willing, and the river don't rise.